Okay, this is probably just a short one. I met a guy a couple of weeks ago called Timothy Jones. I was sitting outside a bar having a quiet pint on the bank holiday Monday at the end of May, and this is 2021. So literally 2 weeks ago. We end up having a conversation, and he turns out to be a filmmaker. He makes documentaries. And he'd just been filming at Hadrian's Tower, which is just around the corner from where I live. And we got into quite a long conversation. I was talking to him for about an hour and a half. I asked him if I could use his documentaries on my radio show, and he said yes. And then I took his details down and his YouTube channel and everything, and I more or less forgot about it. I couldn't find the YouTube channel because I couldn't read his writing. And then I bumped into him again yesterday and got the channel properly off him. Found the YouTube channel, so now I'm going to play the documentary he made about Hadrian Tower, which is in Newcastle upon Tyne. It's been constructed over the last, what, 3 years, probably 2.5 years. It's now looks like it looks like it's about half let or bought to me, because there aren't that many lights on in there, but apparently it's fully bought or fully let or however it is they're doing it. And there's a restaurant in there and there's a cafe in there as well. This is the documentary. Look Local. It's the Radio Jonaphone channel. So once again, this is the Radio Jonaphone channel. It's a documentary about Hadrian's Tower. It's only about 5 minutes long, so I'll just let it play. And thanks to your man for giving me permission to use it. I would probably have used it anyway, to be honest.
Building has punctuated the skyline in Newcastle. Hadrian's Tower, a 27-story residential complex, 82 metres high, has overtaken the 1967 Vale House in Chesmond as the tallest city building. Has an unconventional footprint in Rutherford Street, adjacent to Chinatown and St. James Boulevard. Its progressive profile is visible from most parts of the city. Newcastle is not famed for high-rise buildings, but the city chiefs thought that this one, dominating its surroundings, was a daring opportunity. The High Street Group, its developer, engaged architects Faulkner Browns to design this residential block to be built by Gateshead contractor Toland. The Roman Emperor Hadrian, who lived from 76 to 138 AD, was described by historians as one of the five good emperors. He rejected his predecessor Trajan's expansive zeal for a more conservative view, protecting borders and good order in the empire. Always an admirer of the earlier Greeks, he diverged from the then fashion for clean-shaven leaders by sporting a beard. He created new civil and religious buildings, as well as the wall from Wall's End to Bowness at the northern extreme of Britannica. He commanded its construction in 122 AD, not so much as a frontier, but more a deterrent against attacks, at less expense than a full army, as well as a control of cross-border movements of people and goods. Not long before his death, he wrote this short poem.
roving, amiable witnesser, body's companion and guest, now descending for parts colorless, unbending, and bare. Your usual distractions shall be no more.
The bold structure bearing his name incorporates 162 apartments, a bar and restaurant, and a coffee shop. It is a fine source of income for the developer and an icon or an eyesore, you're free to choose, for the people of Newcastle. Hadrian shaped early Newcastle with his cross-country frontier. We remember him for his wall, his beard, and his poetry. We don't have a Hadrian Institute of Structural Engineering or a Hadrian Schools of Political Science, but we do now have a Hadrian's Tower. If we want to hold on to the essence of a historical person, all we can do is recall their past value, leading to their impact on today. That's why history influences not only who we are, but also who we aim to be. Imagining the past as a complete, unchangeable event is wrong. The secret is that the past doesn't exist. It never was finished. We can only be inspired by how we choose to remember it. Tomorrow is easy. Yesterday requires more thought.
There you go. That was the most recent documentary from Timothy Jones, and he's doing a short documentary on the Catalyst building, which I suggested when we met it on the bank holiday, and he's took me up on it, and he's taking his drone out tomorrow morning, I think, so he told me. So good luck to him. He's doing a good job on these things, and I'll play that one as well when he gets it finished and gets it uploaded. And no doubt I'll bump into him at some point over the next few weeks, because now that I know him, inevitably I'm going to bump into him. Newcastle's not a very big place, and I'm always bumping into people I know. All right, thank you, and take care. I'll see you another time.